Hey there, Stoic Seekers. Bill M. Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little more strength, wisdom, and courage. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly you feel like everyone else is living their best lives while you're stuck in a never-ending laundry cycle? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, let's talk about managing social media without losing your mind because let's be real, it can get pretty overwhelming out there. Think of this podcast as your virtual self-care corner. We're diving deep into practical strategies, stoic wisdom, and a whole lot of real talk to help you use social media in a way that actually benefits you instead of leaving you feeling drained and inadequate. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we conquer the world, or at least our Instagram feeds together. First up, remember that social media is curated content. It's like a highlight reel, not a behind-the-scenes look at anyone's actual life. Ever feel like everyone else is effortlessly juggling career success, perfect relationships, and enviable vacations? Well, chances are they're just showcasing the best bits. Just like we all put our best foot forward in photos, people tend to share only their most polished moments online. So, don't compare your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel. You've got your own unique story unfolding, and that's what truly matters. Next up, be mindful of your time. Social media can be a real-time suck, especially when you find yourself endlessly scrolling. Remember, time is precious, and it's best spent on activities that bring you joy, fulfillment, and contribute to your well-being. Set boundaries for yourself, maybe limit your daily scrolling time, or schedule specific times to check social media rather than mindlessly browsing throughout the day. It's like having a healthy relationship with food. Moderation is key. Now, let's talk about comparisonitis. Ever scroll through those perfectly staged vacation photos and suddenly feel like your own life is lacking? That's comparisonitis creeping in, and it can seriously sabotage your happiness. Remember, everyone's journey is different. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. They are both fruits, but they have unique flavors and characteristics. Focus on your own path and celebrate your own accomplishments, big or small. Cultivate a sense of gratitude for the good things in your life. Social media often focuses on what people lack or want more of, which can lead to feelings of dissatisfaction. Take time each day to appreciate the blessings in your life, your health, loved ones, opportunities, and even those little moments of joy that make life beautiful. Remember, gratitude is a powerful antidote to envy and discontent. Finally, remember that social media is just a tool. It can be used for good or bad. Choose to use it in a way that aligns with your values and brings you closer to the people and experiences you care about. Connect with friends and family, discover new ideas, learn something new, or even share your own unique perspective with the world. But don't let it control your emotions, consume your time, or define your worth. Let me tell your story about this. Imagine Sarah, a bright, talented young woman who constantly felt pressure to keep up with everyone on social media. She saw friends traveling the world, landing dream jobs, and seemingly living their best lives, which made her feel inadequate and anxious. One day, she realized that comparing herself to others was a recipe for unhappiness. So, Sarah decided to make a change. She started unfollowing accounts that made her feel envious or stressed, and she focused on connecting with people who genuinely supported and inspired her. She also set boundaries for her social media usage, dedicating more time to activities that brought her joy and fulfillment. As a result, Sarah felt less pressure, more content, and ultimately happier with herself and her life. Remember, you are in control of your social media experience. Use these strategies as tools to navigate the digital world with intention, clarity, and a sense of peace. Don't let it rule your life. You are the author of your own story. So, my friends, take a deep breath, look off when needed, and remember that true fulfillment comes from within. As always, thanks for tuning into How to Be Stoic. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep on living life with purpose and intention. And don't forget to share your thoughts on social media. I want to hear how you're managing the digital world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.